Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hour two of the Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO. He was on with us a couple of months ago, and now he's back on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Face of Minnesota United Soccer, the goalkeeper, Dane St. Clair, is joining us. Minnesota United's having a spectacular season. Dane, always happy to have you here on the show, man. How you been?
It's been definitely a busy summer, but I've been good, and I'm happy to be back.
I gotta ask this, man. It just seems like, and you look, you're living it every single day because you're starring on the pitch, man. But it feels like the soccer season is never ending. Is this like the longest season, or am I just imagining this? It just seems like it's, because it starts in February in terms of the actual matches, and it doesn't end until October with regards to the regular season. It just seems like the season is getting a little bit longer. Am I kind of coming up with that?
No, I mean, I feel like it's always like that time. Of course, our playoffs can go as far as early December, so it kind of just depends on how far we make it. Obviously, we've been having a good regular season run, but the summer, I feel like, is always the busiest time. So because there's so many games, it makes it feel like everything's longer, where that our middle of our season is like the busiest part, especially with all the games I have for Team Canada and stuff as well. So like it is pretty busy, where instead of playing every, like, once a week, we're playing two or three times a week, which makes it seem like it's a lot longer because there's so many games. But, yeah, it's been a good season so far.
I was going to ask you about that before we get into specific to the Minnesota United schedule. Because of your stellar work and your national team obligations and just, you know, being a part of that, and I know that's got to be a thrill, man, to represent Canada and everything, like, what's the best thing that you are able to do to stay in such good condition? Because I know that it's like, you know, you play a lot and you're in condition that way and you practice a lot. But is there anything extra that you do to try to make sure that you stay in a tip-top shape?
Yeah, of course. I mean, easy as massage. I think I do a lot of creative and mind work as well. But, yeah, you're always trying to see how you can recover, red light therapy, saunas. You're trying to really kind of maximize anything and everything for recovery because, yeah, you want to be at your best. You're feeling as close to your best to be able to perform when you're out there.
Yeah. All right. So, Dane, you know, when we first met, I want to say maybe, excuse me, like 3 or 4 years ago, you were an up-and-coming guy. Now you're the guy. Like, you're the face of Minnesota United Soccer. What has that like been for you? Because I know that just a couple of years ago, you're the MVP of the All-Star game. I'm sure that, you know, in terms of like around town, more people acknowledge you, more people recognize you. Just talk about what the last couple of years of success has looked like for you here in Minnesota.
Yeah, it's been good. I think our fans are lovely. And I think even someone in my position, it's kind of rare that the goalie is one of the faces of the team or the face of the team, depending on how you look at it. So having that honor is definitely something that I have take a lot of pride in, and been one of the guys that have been around for a long period of time because we've had quite a bit of turnover with our roster. So it's been kind of nice. But I mean, I feel like almost anywhere I go, people are always saying good game or asking for a picture, which I never mind. But it's been a nice journey so far, and I think when I came to Minnesota, I didn't know anyone. And then being able to meet a lot of people through my years here has been really enjoyable.
Yeah, you've been a great asset, man, to the community. We're talking to Dane St. Clair, Minnesota United goalkeeper here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. I love all the work that you do in the community. I love how you've supported different efforts that I've had in the community as well. You're really a great dude in that way. With that being said, you know, whenever we talk about sports teams in any league going into a season, there's always going to be expectations. There's always going to be reasonable expectations, unreal expectations, and just flat-out expectations. Like, I don't know if the Wolves can get back to being in the Western Conference Finals, but I know that they have expectations to get back there. What will the Minnesota Vikings do? I was at training camp earlier today out in Eagan. Not really sure because J.J. McCarthy is a new quarterback that's going to get a chance to start. For you, with Minnesota United, coming into the season and looking at where you guys are right now and the type of season that you guys have had and the success you've had, did you think that it would play out this well? Because I know that you're a competitor, man. You want to win every single time you go out there. Did you think that you guys would be this good? And specifically, you brought up something I think that's unique this year, is that there's been a lot of turnover and there were a lot of questions maybe coming in terms of the personnel.
Yeah, I think last year was a really weird year in terms of getting a head coach in the middle of the year, especially after coach had been fired at the end of last year. So we kind of didn't really know what to expect and then start the season without a full-time head coach and then have that started. But we did well, I think, based on the circumstances. We're able to roll with a lot of the punches. And I think in the summer around this time last year, we signed a few guys that really kind of helped us and pushed us. And we finished off the season very strong. Of course, we fell a little bit short in the playoffs than we would have liked. But I think we were optimistic going into this year because of how strong we finished. And we're going to have a full preseason with Eric, who's been great. So I think our expectations, of course, the MLS is just so difficult and so challenging, especially in the Western Conference with the amount of travel that we have. But as players, like you said, I'm a competitor. I think for us, one of the big things that we haven't had is a trophy. And we set out as players to try to get one of those this year. And unfortunately, we lost in a tournament last night, and we're knocked out of that. But we also know that we're in good standing in the Western Conference in third place right now, but only a couple points back from first. And then being in the Open Cup semifinal as well, we know that we're two games away there from hosting a trophy.
Hey, Dane, what is, like, does Coach Ramsey ever smile? I ask that because after you were on the show a couple of months ago, I had Coach Ramsey on the show, and I asked him what does he like to do for, like, fun and stuff like that, whatever, and he's just like, I really don't, you know. Just it seemed like it was soccer all the time with him. Does he ever have, like, any loose moments with you guys as the coach of a good team?
Yeah, I think he finds a good balance. I think he's definitely very analytical and kind of keeps that distance. But there's definitely been some times where you can kind of you know you can make a good joke when you get him smiling versus his coach is smiling. Yeah.
We're talking to Dane St. Clair of Minnesota United here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, so now help me out with this. Now, you know that I typically get to at least maybe like two or three games a year. I go to like two as a media member. Then there's a couple of games that I'm sitting really close to you guys and watching you right there at midfield, and I'm viewing from some really cool seats there. I got a chance to see you and dap it up with you when Messi and the crew came into town. What was the atmosphere in terms of for you, like, for that specific match? Because I was stoked. It was packed. You guys played outstanding, and just being on the field and going against one of the greats, what was that like?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, for my liking, there was probably a few too many pink in Barcelona and Argentina jerseys. But at the same time, I can understand it, especially as a kid, you'd be able to see one of the best players ever, arguably the best player ever, definitely in my mind is. And to be able to kind of play against him and compete, I think was something special. But the way that we approached it was the same way we approach every single game. Is we're at home, especially we're looking to win. And I think what made the moment so nice is that fact that we were able to take care of business. And we know that was a big game in terms of people coming to see Messi. But we hope that we were able to retain some of those fans and make them fans of our own. To be able to come and continue to see us and then want to support us with the way that we played in that match.
You know, you guys have done a phenomenal job just in the league and specifically in the West. When I look at all of these teams, because there's so many different teams that are part of MLS, the one thing that I've never asked anybody with the organization, and I'm going to ask you now on the radio, is who is, like, the biggest rival? Like, who do you actually hate? So, like, you know, everybody knows here in Minnesota, football-wise, you know, we don't like the Bears, but we hate the Packers. Like, is there one team that you look at and you're like, of all the teams that you got to put a check mark on the list of, we dislike them, is there any one specific organization?
I think for us, it's a bit unfortunate because I think those are the games that are the best, and for a little bit of time, it was us in Kansas City, but we weren't able to win games there, to be honest. And they were calling it the nicest rivalry in sports, which I hated as a competitor, because you want those physical, you know what I mean, rivalries where you see all tempers flare, and I think the passion of the game really comes out. And then St. Louis came in the league, so of course that automatically became a rivalry for them. Chicago is probably the closest city to us, but they're in the Eastern Conference. So that kind of creates it. So unfortunately, I don't think we have one true one. I think kind of one that's been a little bit has been Salt Lake. Of course, there was a little bit of an altercation last year during the regular season. Then we played them in the playoffs. We played them in preseason this year. So it kind of seems like one of those teams that you kind of play against and have had some important games against, but also some spirited games against because of the incident that happened as well.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that because, you know, Kansas City, I spent, you know, 5.5 years in Kansas City. That was actually the first place that I ever was a part of anything MLS related was covering Sporting KC and being at Children's Mercy Park and being a part of their All-Star game there back in, I want to say it was like 2013. So I'm well aware of how, you know, crazy the fans are there in Kansas City. It's a great, great soccer town, no question about it. I guess the final thing to ask you about is you guys got Seattle coming up here, next week, and you've got Colorado this weekend. Just kind of talk about specifically the matchup against Colorado coming up this weekend at Allianz. Maybe what are some of the things that they bring to the table? Why is that going to be an interesting match for people to watch?
Yeah, I think for us it's about shifting the disappointment that we had with League's Cup and channeling that into the next game. We only have 9 regular season games left, so we know that this is kind of the crunch time of the season and every point matters, especially with us kind of pushing towards this number one spot in the West. So we know how important this game is going to be, and they're playing tonight. So we know we'll have the advantage of an extra day's rest. I think they're interesting because they just sold their captain to Toronto, so they're going to be missing somebody. So I think you're going to have guys that are looking to kind of step up and prove to the coach that they can kind of fill that role. So it's going to be interesting. Of course, a Sunday game as well, which is not too common for us, so we know that we'll have a lot of eyes around the league paying attention to our game, which is something that I think is always nice. But we know it's going to be a difficult game, but at home especially, one thing we haven't done this year is lose back-to-back games, and we made a priority of that. And I think that'll be no different going into this game.
Well, man, I appreciate you always having some time for me, man. I appreciate your support throughout the years, and you know I got your back too. I'm going to try to get down there. Hopefully, if I can make it to the Seattle match in a couple of weeks, really in about a week and a half, to be honest with you. I definitely know that I'm going to be there as a fan for the Sporting KC match, but that's not until October. But I'll definitely see you in the next month, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate the support as always, and it was a pleasure coming on the show again.
Appreciate it. That's Dane St. Clair, face of Minnesota United Soccer. He's a stud, man. He's awesome. He's an all-star. He was the MLS All-Star Game MVP a couple of years ago when it was here, and he continues to be amazing on the pitch for Minnesota United.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.